Welcome, community group leaders, to this week's episode of the Deeper Caught podcast, where we help you guys grow closer to one another and closer to the Lord through the Bible and learning more about that. I'm joined here with Jeremy. Jeremy, this is not normal. Normally, it is whoever's preaching, but you're not preaching this weekend. So we got a little change of pace here.
Yeah, so I not only am I not preaching this weekend, but also, I mean, I've normally been on your side of the table helping be the host, and so now you're taking that over. And Joe worked through Christmas, through New Year's, while most of us took some time off. So now he's taking a little time off, and I'm filling in for this week. And I'm teaching the ABLE class, in case you guys don't know what that is. It's our adult biblical learning environment. And in that, we're going to be going through the journey through the Old Testament. And one of the topics is what's being preached on this weekend. So hence, I'm here this weekend to talk about that.
Yep, I am super excited. We'll get a little bit different perspective. So hopefully, even though we have a ton of content that we're going through each week, hopefully this will help give some more discussion questions for you guys and for your groups. So before we jump into it, we had a leader training on Saturday. It was awesome. Did things a little bit differently. Had some leaders speak, and we had some more table discussions. So I will put a link in the email that goes out so you guys can check on that. I'm going to edit out the parts where we did table discussion since that didn't make it onto the recording, but you'll be able to get the first to know parts. And included in that was an update on where we are at with the daily devotional books.
Oh, where are we at?
We got some progress.
Okay.
We're no longer just in Detroit. So they have moved. They're still in Illinois, but they moved to a town called Hodgkins.
Hmm.
So they're on their way. They have a delivery date, but we will see because we've got Monday as a holiday. So we'll see how the freight moves and how things go. But maybe next week we have some hope. I mean, it's moving now. It's not just sitting in Detroit. So we have hope. Awesome. So, Jeremy, you alluded earlier to being a teacher for ABLE. And in the spring, this is a class that we've got, Adult Biblical Learning Environment. And you're covering Abraham and Genesis. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the way we schedule it in that class, Liam's doing week one. He's got Genesis 1 through 11. And then I've got Genesis 12 through 50. So I've got Abraham kind of plus. And, you know, as you look at Genesis and kind of where we've been in, as a church in our readings and our sermons, Brian last week preached on Noah, which was Genesis 6 through 9. And he left us with, they get off the ark and things are starting to, you know, repopulate, and they got the rainbow, all those types of things. Now, this week, we're going to be looking at Abraham, and his life starts in Genesis chapter 12. The problem is that even though after the flood, you know, God is putting his rainbow in the sky and having this new covenant with Noah, all these things, things still go backward again. And so they spiral down again to the point where in Genesis chapter 11, we have the Tower of Babel, where the people there, they all have one language still, and they're all, it seems like, kind of congregated in one central area. And they want to build this big tower, and they use this language of they want to make a name for themselves. And so God ultimately confuses their language and disperses them. And so yet again, we're at this place where God intervenes and then humans continue to sin and disobey and turn away from God. And then there's consequences from that. And so then in Genesis chapter 12, we really get this hinge between Genesis 1 through 11 and then Genesis 12 through 50. And that hinge verse comes from Genesis 12 verses 1 through 3. And this is the call of Abram. It says this, it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram," who later becomes Abraham, his name gets changed. It says, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Mm-hmm. So even for Genesis 11, you have in the Tower of Babel them saying, we're going to make a great name for ourselves, it flips to now God is calling Abraham and his family and ultimately his descendants to give them a great name so that ultimately they'll proclaim the name Yahweh at this point, ultimately God, Jesus, and take that story of God and proclaim it to all the peoples of the earth. And this pivotal verse in Genesis not only shifts Genesis, but actually starts the story, like kind of another shift in the narrative of the Bible, of now seeing through Abraham and then eventually Jesus and the church just proclaiming the name and the message of God to all peoples.
Awesome. Well, if that's a good teaser for Abel, I don't know what is. Just so captivating by listening to you. So that's awesome. We don't want to spoil too much of your Abel teaching. So if you are interested in more of that, come check out Jeremy's talk at the Abel class. But as we dive into this week's passage, what does this passage on Abraham teach us about God?
Yeah, so, you know, as you look at your readings through this week, you're going to notice that Abraham, I think it's Genesis 12 through 26, is just broadly kind of what's being covered. So that's a lot of material there, and there's a lot of themes that take place through that. And so within your groups, what I'd encourage you is, as people have read those passages, allow them to take kind of the themes that really is resonating with them and where they're at, because there are a lot. And it's not... there's so much time that you could spend on really diving into all the content stuff. And really, within a narrative, you want to look at what are the themes that God is really trying to get across in this passage, in the story, and what are those things that then are not only true then, but also then true for us today. So what does it teach us about God? It teaches us so much, but if I were going to give one overarching thing, it was that God remains faithful even when us, his people, are faithless. And so God gives this promise to Abraham, and that he's going to make him into a great nation, and that he's going to give him land and prosper and all these different things. And he repeats this promise to him over and over. And yet through that, there are times where either he is fearful and tells the king of Egypt, you know, this isn't my wife, Sarai, who becomes Sarah, this is my sister. Or in times where they're getting older in age and they decide to sleep with their servant Hagar, who was a servant from Egypt. And so not trusting God's plan of promise in their life, but bypassing it and becoming unfaithful in the midst of God's faithfulness. But then time and again, God rescues them, God restores them, and continues to be faithful within their story.
Awesome. Now, as you're preparing for your Abel talk and your teaching, it's 2.5 hours
with table discussions. Hour and a half.
So there's a lot of material that you're going to be preparing there. But what is something that you found, you came across, or something that you thought would be really good to know, but you're just running out of time? Because, like, there's a lot of passages, a lot happens, like, even just with the story of Abraham. It's like, what is something that you would want small group leaders to know that?
So I'd say I don't actually fully know where Joe's going to kind of zone in on and focus. And so, like I said, there are lots of themes. And so there are going to be lots of things that Joe is not going to be able to cover in his sermon. So what I would recommend you do is the Bible Project has excellent videos. And there's two of them that Cody's going to link into the email with you guys. One is over Genesis 1 through 11. And it's going to give you a summary of not only what happened, but the themes within there. And so if you're trying to remember, okay, where are we at up to this point? I'd watch that video. I think it's like 8 minutes or something, and it'll catch you up to speed. And then there's another video that's Genesis 12 through 50, which is going to give you Abraham Plus. So even if you just watch the Abraham part, that'll help kind of maybe fill in some gaps from some of the things that Joe doesn't share and maybe some things that we're not going to cover today. So your question's a good one. There is a lot. And so I would say watch those videos and allow that to fill in some of the gaps for you.
Awesome. Yep. I'll put those in the email so you guys can have quick access to those. So last week, Brian did an amazing job. He took a familiar story and really put a perspective on it that I had not considered. I often thought of it as like the children's story. And so it was really good and really challenging to think about that in a new light. So this week, again, we're covering a large amount of passages. And like Noah, Abraham is arguably well known in, at least in the biblical circles, like Christianity and those who've grown up in the church. But I mean, even those outside of the church, Abraham's one of those famous names that like is just associated. And so we have all of these things that we've been growing up with and just, and how we've been processing life. Like Abraham is kind of one of those, not quite Noah maybe, but he's still one of those big things. So when you're reading this passage, what resonated with you from it?
Yeah. I like this question of what resonates with you, because there is so much, and there's so many different stories. And, you know, each one of us and each one in your groups, we're going to be at a different place in our story. And so different aspects may resonate with us at different points, at different times. You know, God's word is living and active. And so as I look at this, what resonates with me is kind of going back to the overarching theme of God is faithful even when we're faithless. And so for my wife and I, and I've shared this in the podcast different places before, I mean, infertility has been a part of our story. And so thinking through Abraham and Sarah and them, you know, wanting to have a child for so long, and even God reaffirming that promise, and Sarah at one point laughing and saying that'll never happen, and then ultimately God fulfilling that promise. But in the midst of that, you have Sarah laughing, but then you also have them, Abraham sleeping with Hagar and trying to do other things to speed up God's plan. In our life, how are we being, Harpage and I, being faithful with Judah, who God has given us and blessed us, and being faithful to be parents in his life and love him and train him up in the way he should go, but also trusting God in his timing for how he'll grow our family and even fill our home. And so we've just, along the way, have had to ask questions of God. Like, we know that you've put on our heart a desire to grow our family and to grow even just how we utilize our home. So what are you calling us to do to be faithful in that? And so, like, practically for us, we're getting our foster care license. And so we're going to be making our home available, because foster care is all about reunification. And so it might not necessarily lead to a new person, like, being adopted in our home, but our home will be available. And then even in the adoption journey, you have – it sounds weird if you're not in it, but you kind of have options of, like, are you open to male or female? Are you open to any race? Are you open to these different, you know, things, drug use and things that happen in vitro? Are you open to these different things? And God has really, like, just made us more open-handed, that we're really at a place where we're kind of like, we are open to – to anything. Whereas before, I think, like, drug use, some of those things made us like, I don't think we want that. We're going to be a little more picky. We're kind of like, God, however you're going to fill our home and our family, we're open. We're going to trust you in the timing and be faithful along the way. So that's where it's at for me. What would you say, Cody?
This passage really resonates with me from today's reading, which we're recording this on Thursday. So Thursday's passage is Genesis 22. When I was working on my seminary degree, the last year I really spent honing in and around this passage based off of the works of some 18th century Danish theologian, goes by the name of Soren Kierkegaard. He wrote all kinds of crazy works, but this one in particular...
He got crazier as his life went on, didn't he?
He did.
Okay.
Drank a lot of sugar with a little bit of coffee in it, and just absolutely crazy. But he wrote a work called Fear and Trembling, and it really works to help personify and just make Abraham into a real person. I think often when I'm reading this story, when I had read it previously in the past, I just read it. I'm like, wow, Abraham is a great guy of faith. Look at him following God's word. And I didn't really think about the implications of what Genesis 22 had. Genesis 22 is where Abraham is taking Isaac up the mountain to offer him as a sacrifice. And so between starting school and all of that, I had a kid. I have Charlie, and now I'm a dad. And so now reading this verse as a dad and reading this verse in light of Abraham, he's just a real person. And so he is trying to follow God's command and going up onto the mountain and going to sacrifice. And his son asks him, he says, hey, like, dad, like, where's the offering? We have the fire. We've got all this stuff. We're ready to go. And Abraham is now processing this internal struggle. Like, we don't get to read any of that in the Bible. But Kierkegaard kind of like points at, like, what would that have been like? Like, thinking about as a human, what is he going through? Like, the turmoil that it would have been to look your kid in the face. And the line that I highlighted out of that is, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. And just thinking about, like, the faith that it took for Abraham to just know that and to know, like, God's going to provide and it's going to be okay. That kind of leads into the second question of how do I respond after this? And so for me, Thursday's reading was really like that affirmation of, like, even though God is testing his faithful children to see what their faithfulness is, the purpose of God's testing is for me to yield to spiritual maturity. And when I feel this weight of, like, this is huge and this is heavy and, like, God, what is going on? What are you trying to teach me right now? I find peace in being able to look at Abraham's story and seeing all that he was tested with. God promised him he would make be great nations. They would be greater in number than the stars in the sky. Mm-hmm. And yet God says, take your son, the one son that I've given you in your old age, after the time you've already thought you couldn't have kids, mm-hmm. give him as an offering to me. And Abraham goes. We don't get to see how, like, his internal struggle with that, but he goes. And that reminder to me of, like, I need to be faithful.
Yeah.
And even when times are kind of stressful and crazy, like, being faithful is where God is calling me.
Yeah.
What How do you respond after reading the passage? You kind of hinted at that with your story.
I'm sorry. For us, it's just through our journey, it's been reflecting on not getting ahead of God or being maybe angry at him or questioning his timing or, you know, again, everyone's story is different. But for us, it can be like, well, for everybody else, it's so easy to get, you know, pregnant and have kids and everything. And that's unfair and everything. But changing that perspective to God, like, what are you calling us to now? Like, how are you maybe allowing us to be able to be more intentional, give more time to Judah? Or how are you providing us opportunity to, I mean, work through stuff internally, maybe things we've been holding on to, and just being more open-handed to how God would not just fill our family, but fill our home. And so it's brought on a lot of good heart discussion and heart questions and just really evaluating what is it that God's calling us to. And ultimately, it's been, like I said, foster care, adoption, just being super open-handed in the process. And it's not easy. Some days are harder, some days are easier. And in through the process and kind of the messiness of foster care and adoption, there's ups and downs and everything. But I know that God has grown our faith. He's grown our marriage because of the journey that God has put in our life.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing, Jeremy. And guys, I hope this is helpful for you as well. As we sit here and we process it, it is a lot of passages. And if you guys are still struggling, like, let me know in the emails and hopefully we can help hear some of the questions to help that. But hopefully these questions help you guys process that with your groups and get some good discussions. Jeremy, would you pray for the passage and the group leaders this week?
I would love to. Father, we thank you for your word and just the truth that is in there. And we thank you for Abraham and how you did uniquely call him to be the one that was where the blessing would come out of. And thank you for that. When you called him to be a blessing, that you called him to be a blessing so he could be a blessing to other people. And I pray that we have that mindset where as you provide blessings to us, and primarily the blessing of the gospel and hope and eternal life, that it overflows from us into other people to the point where we want to see all peoples, everyone, you know, in the United States, maybe different people from other countries that are maybe at Washburn University or refugees or whatever, and also people around the world come to know you as their Lord and Savior. So just allow each one of us to evaluate this week. What does it look like to be faithful and to be people that pass on the blessings that we have been given? I thank you for these group leaders and for the groups that are going to be meeting this week. I pray that it's a time of relationship, of community, of deepening the relationship with one another, with you, and with God's word. And we pray all this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. I know we've mentioned it a couple times. I mean, we're really excited about this, especially with you going and teaching and stuff. But Able is going to start on Monday. There is only, as of recording this Thursday afternoon, there is only 25 spots available. We've had several groups sign up. That's super awesome if that's what you guys are going to be doing. But if you're going to be registering, you might want to get on that quickly because it does have a cap and there is only 25 spots available.
And, you know, the heart behind that, I was meeting with Liam, who helps coordinate the class before this, and we really want to provide space for people to have discussions at tables. And so we want to have spaces in our church where we're able to facilitate that. And the way the space works, our max we can hold without compromising our model is 110 people or 115. And we have 90 registered right now, which is amazing.
Yeah, so, that's awesome. Yeah. Super good. So put a link for that if you want to register, but be checking that out. Thank you guys for joining us on this week's episode of the Deeper Podcast. We hope that this was helpful for you and look forward to hearing how it goes in your groups. Talk to you later.